Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As we celebrate the Labor Day holiday on Monday, let's look at just what that means and contributes to our nation. Public polls in 1991 found that 48% of Americans were not satisfied with their country. 3 years ago, 75% of Americans were not satisfied with their country. For this being the most prosperous and most benevolent nation in history, that is a horrible result. Other surveys have found that an important component for being satisfied with one's life and in your general outlook is highly influenced by whether a person is responsible for and in control of their life. To have a feeling of being in control of their own lives, people crave the sense that their own efforts, their own labor, is what they can rely on. If you look at this from the other direction, every time that someone is dependent on the government for their sustenance, they are deprived of the opportunity to use their own labor to feel in control of their lives. Therefore, at a minimum, the purpose of any welfare program should be focused on getting people out of the program and towards being able to labor for their own benefit. Now, simply celebrating labor is not, by itself, sufficient reason to honor labor. You need to consider the kind of effort expended. Merely doing any kind of physical labor is important and honorable, especially if the worker has not yet developed or learned more valuable skills. However, I think it is also important to honor the labor by those who make the labors of other people more productive. These people are entrepreneurs. They are the ones who think of and implement innovation. For instance, you can dig a ditch with a hand shovel, but it would be much more efficient to use a backhoe. Or you could assemble an automobile one part at a time, but you could work with a team of laborers on an assembly line to produce far more vehicles per hour of labor. So, on Monday, why don't we honor Labor Day and Entrepreneurs Day? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.